Good morning. Good to be here on the last day of 2023 to worship the God that we all love. I'm going to read a quote from C.S. Lewis's book, Mere Christianity. And the quote reads, "God can't give us peace and happiness apart from himself, because there is no such thing." Peace and happiness. Brother Marty taught us last week about peace, that God's is at peace with his elect through the finished work of Jesus Christ, and the elect are at peace with God through their faith and obedience. I'd like to just talk for just a minute and present some thoughts about happiness. C.S. Lewis's premise is that there is no lasting, no real happiness apart from God. Today, there are many experts that will give you the steps to find happiness, the habits that you need to form to find happiness. I like the three principles that you'll find in various places that give you happiness, that provide happiness. The first principle is to have someone that loves you and that you can in turn love them. The second principle is to have something to do. And the third principle is to have something to look forward to. And for just a minute, I'd like to think about those principles in connection with the premise that Lewis presents, that happiness is not possible apart from God. First principle, someone who loves us and who we can love in return. God is love. 1 John 16, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." God's love is unconditional. John 4:10, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." God's love is unconditional. God's love is permanent. Romans 8:38-39, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." We love God because he first loved us. The next principle is something to do. One thing we can do is walk with God. We find that in Micah 8:6-8. "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." We can do good works. Ephesians 2:10, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." We can praise his name and offer prayers of thanksgiving. Hebrews 13:15, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Finally, something to look forward to. I think we all look forward to resurrection, and immortality. 1 Corinthians 15:51 through 53. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. I think we all look forward to seeing God as He is, seeing Him face to face, being with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 13:12, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. It's amazing to me that Job, many, I guess thousands of years before Christ came into this world, was looking forward to seeing his Redeemer. And he knew that his Redeemer lived and that he would see him face to face. These same principles can be fulfilled by material things here in this world. But there's a difference. Our world is constantly changing. People change. Attitudes change. Feelings change. Fads change. So the things of this world that make us happy today may not make us happy tomorrow. But happiness in God does not change, because God does not change. God is forever. Malachi 3 and 6, I am the Lord, I change not. Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're truly blessed that we have a God that does not change, a God in whom we can find happiness and peace. Thank you. I appreciate you listening to my few thoughts. If you'll bow with me now, I'll try to offer prayer. Father, we're so thankful that we have an unchanging God, a God that forever loved us and forever will love us. And Father, we look so forward to being with you in eternity. Father, we pray that we will be faithful in our walk, we'll be obedient to your word. Father, we ask that you look down with mercy on this church body. If it be your will, we ask that you would give us unity of mind and heart and spirit, that we may offer up our heartfelt praise to your great and holy name. Father, we offer our humble thanksgiving for all your many blessings to us. And we ask that you, if it be your will, that you would continue to be merciful to us. Father, be with Brother Marty this morning as he brings the message to us. We pray that you would give him freedom of thought and clarity of his mind, that he might bring to us the message that you placed upon his heart. Father, we pray for each one who's been mentioned this morning, those who are sick, those who are in distress. We pray that you would be with them. May they be enabled to feel your very presence with them, lifting them up, applying your healing hand. Father, we pray for this country at a time when there's so much division. We pray that it be your will, that you would give us a heart of repentance, that we might look to you for to guide us, that we might once again be united in our trust in you. Father, go with us now. Forgive us of our many sins and transgressions, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.